Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Chris Hicks, the Washoe County DA, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Chris Hicks. He is the Washoe County District Attorney. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
Okay, so Jeff Sessions, as we taped this, was in Reno yesterday. We're taping on the 26th of June. Did you attend his speech? Did you take note of the crowd of protesters? What kind of look did you take?
I didn't attend the speech. I took some note of the protesters and the way that the Reno Police Department handled it, which I think was well done. I did have the opportunity to meet with General Sessions later in the day with other local law enforcement leaders in the community.
And what did you hear?
You know, it was largely just a roundtable, not to discuss necessarily the protesting that's going on or anything like that, but just to discuss law enforcement issues that we face in this community.
For example?
You know, what the primary thing we shared with him at a state level is funding. My office is underfunded. The sheriff's office is underfunded. And so those are real issues that we have, and that every day that goes by or every budget cycle that goes by and we don't get more dollars, but our community continues to grow, it's very troubling to me. It's something I'm very concerned about.
For the sheriff's district attorney's department, how much are you underfunded by at this point?
Well, I couldn't give you the exact number. It's more of a position situation. If I were to go back a few years, let's say 4 years, the average caseload of one of my deputy district attorneys would be between 200 and 225. Now the average caseload of one of my felony prosecutors is almost 300 cases. And you couple that with the growth, with more law enforcement on the streets, because as you know, all the local law enforcement agencies, all their cases come down in a funnel to the district attorney's office, provided it's a felony or a gross misdemeanor. And so with the growth of cases, and then there's more demands by the courts, there's more specialty courts, there's more settings, so things are taking longer, we have more cases. And so all of that combines to be a bigger problem.
And we've seen this is sort of a conundrum, really, because we're seeing that with federal immigration situation at this point in time, which is where they've had to stop arresting people and prosecuting them because they don't have the judges, they don't have the courts, they don't have the space to be able to deal with this. So is that a similar situation that you're facing on a local level?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that our court capacity is at a maximum stage yet, but I think that could very well happen if the projected population growth happens as it's supposed to. But I can say with absolute certainty that if we don't get some more law enforcement funding locally within the next few years, I see it being a real problem.
And you're looking to the feds as much as you are to the local citizens.
Yeah, and that was a positive message that General Sessions sent. They are driving to try to give more resources to law enforcement on the streets, in the courts, more prosecutors. That's great for our federal prosecutors, and that's great for our federal law enforcement agencies, but at a state level, we don't get much of that funding. There are grants we can apply for. There are forfeiture programs we can partake in. But all in all, that funding doesn't get down to my office, for example.
Do you plan to go before the legislature at the state level to get more funding when it convenes again in 2019?
No, because my funding doesn't come through the legislature. It comes through the Washoe County.
Oh, okay.
Washoe County Commission. And frankly, the money's just not there. I'm not faulting them in the sense of they're saying, well, we're going to give it to somebody else and not you. They recognize the seriousness of it. But because of our property tax cap in our state, Washoe County is largely staying flat in its growth of general fund dollars. And so tough decisions will have to be made in the near future, ones that will be not made by me, but by policymakers on how we're going to fund public safety.
Let me ask you, I'm sorry, I just want to jump back in, because you brought up the word forfeiture. And there's a lot of concern, not only just in this state, but around the country, that law enforcement is kind of out of control when it comes to forfeiture. That if you're traveling through the state of Nevada and you're carrying cash, then you're a likely target for local police jurisdictions to come and take that money. And then the citizen, if they're innocent, you know, it's a case of not innocent until proven guilty, but guilty until proven innocent, and you're not getting that money back unless you go through an incredible process. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of that discussion, the rhetoric to a degree. I don't see that in Washoe County. I don't believe that that's happening at all. I am aware of a case several years ago in the state of Nevada in a smaller county where that, in fact, situation
happened.
Was
that Humboldt County?
Yeah. And, you know, the court ruled against the law enforcement agency. I don't see that happening very often. A lot of our seizures in this community are it's very evident that it's the proceeds from drug use. And that's typically proven because the person who the money is seized from never makes a claim against it. And so those dollars are valuable to us. Once we can prove that they are the product of drug use or selling, not drug use, but selling drugs, we are able to use that to combat drug abuse or use for drug prosecutions in our community. So it's important.
Since you've been elected as DA, marijuana has been legalized in Washoe County and throughout Nevada for recreational use. Since then, have you seen a spike in any marijuana-related crimes, such as a DUI or a robbery, shoplifting, anything like that? Crime spike with the legalization of marijuana?
Well, recreation in Washoe County has been legal now for just over a year. To answer you candidly, Ray, I think it's too early to tell. Has there been a huge spike in the last year? No, I have not seen that. Anecdotally, we've had some cases of serious DUI accidents involving marijuana, but nothing that has caused red alarms at this point. But I think we have to monitor it more. I think we have to see the data as we move forward.
Okay, so, you know, and it's interesting because you've kind of, you know, gone from one direction where you were not against the legalization to where you became concerned, at least on this program, about the legalization. Do you feel a little more relaxed about this at this point in time as you say that you're not seeing, you know, that I, you know, to me, you know, my biggest thing is if I'm driving on the freeway and there's somebody in front of me driving at 25 miles an hour, I'm thinking, you know, they've probably just smoked a joint. But that's the only effect I'm seeing, and that's not very often.
Well, what I would say is, you know, I'm the district attorney. I'm elected. I'm here to do a job where I'm supposed to focus on public safety, and I'm proud to do that. And the simple truth is all along with marijuana, my concern has been impaired drivers, as you just brought up, and increased use among youth. Those are two areas that I see could be problem areas, and my belief in that is based in looking in other states where they have, you know, legalized marijuana. Am I going to say that I'm not as concerned about it at this point? I'm not ready to go there. I will tell you, though, I'd be as happy as anybody else if we're successful in this state and it doesn't cause any increases. I want that, too. But I, from an impaired driver perspective, I think logic just dictates that if you're going to introduce a drug into a community that impairs people, naturally a percentage of those people are going to drive, and that's going to cause dangerous roadways. And that's what I worry about, because we all have to drive them, our kids, our family, our loved ones. We all have to go to work. We all have to run errands. And we can have no control over that one person.
You know what I find interesting, though, is for the volume of business that the dispensaries are doing, which is phenomenal. I mean, the tax rates are through the roof. This is obviously not people who are just starting to smoke marijuana. This is people that were smoking marijuana all along. They are just now choosing to go to a legal place rather than Charlie on the corner.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I don't know what the demographics are. I don't go in and monitor it, nor have I been has it been reported to me. But again, alcohol. A lot of people drink alcohol. Not everybody drives intoxicated, but people do. A percentage of them do. I think a lot of people smoke marijuana and are perfectly fine, upstanding citizens. I don't have a problem with it, as long as you're not driving.
Right, exactly.
And as long as you're not exposing children to it. But there's that percentage that doesn't abide by those rules, and those are the ones that I worry about. Because if it takes one person that kills a family on our roadways or you know, makes someone a widow, I care about that to the point that it's not worth it to have it out there. And I think that that's what people expect of their district attorney.
All right, let's take a break. More with District Attorney Chris Hicks when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chris Hicks. He's the Washoe County District Attorney.
Mr. Hicks, I wanted to get back to this marijuana issue, but a two-part question here. Earlier, you were talking about concern for funding of your department. Since marijuana has been legalized, has your office saved any money because you no longer have to prosecute marijuana possession cases? And number two, what happens to people who were previously convicted of marijuana possessions? Are their records being expunged because it's now legal?
To answer your first question, no, we're not saving any dollars because it just wasn't a priority in my office. There wasn't a focus on local law enforcement that were sending cases to my office. And the truth be told, prior to marijuana being legalized, it largely was. It was a citation for possession of an ounce or less and a $600 fine. So it just wasn't something that my office was putting a lot of resources into.
Okay.
To answer your second question, anybody, except for very serious crimes, particularly after this last legislative session, can have their records sealed. You just have to petition the court, and that applies to all different kinds of
about
crimes.
About marijuana possession
or marijuana.
other
it
issues?
It could be marijuana, it can be DUIs, it can be felonies. Our legislature has made it easier for those cases to be sealed. And so that can happen to anybody, and so that's certainly an option.
Let me ask you this about immigration and the whole fight along the border at this point in time. One of the concerns you've had in the past, and other law enforcement people have, is the ability to communicate with the local citizens in immigrant communities so that if there's a problem, that they have no problem coming forward and talking to law enforcement, including the DA's office. Are you seeing people pulling back from wanting to communicate with you because of the atmosphere in this country?
I have. There is a concern that we take very seriously in regards to witnesses and victims in that regard, as you just touched on. Fortunately, I believe law enforcement, including my office in this community, has done a really quality job in the last few years in reaching out to the different groups in our community to maintain a good relationship with them. I've developed a very good relationship with Dr. Cesar Manera and his parish, and so we have a communication so we know when those concerns exist. And at the same time, we will work with victims or we will work with witnesses to make sure that they're not subject to the concerns they have.
Is there a concern within the business community? I remember several years ago, Luther Mack, who ran a lot of McDonald's in town, got into trouble with law enforcement over the hiring of some illegal or out-of-status aliens, I should say. I don't know their actual status. And that resulted in just about every fast food restaurant in Reno losing employees for a period of days. Are you seeing any kind of response like that at this point in time?
Not that I've seen, but that's not to say it's not happening. I don't know.
Wes Duncan, the Republican running for Attorney General, he was on the show recently, and he was talking about labor trafficking, which is oftentimes goes hand in hand with sex trafficking, being a problem on the I-80 corridor. And of course, the I-80 corridor includes Washoe County. What is the, do you see this as a rising issue, labor trafficking along with sex trafficking?
Well, sex trafficking is certainly more prevalent, at least in cases that are coming to my office. As I alluded to earlier, I rely on what law enforcement brings me, and we try to work with them in a multidisciplinary approach as best we can. We always have a handful of sex trafficking cases in our office. We take those very seriously when they come in. A labor trafficking case, I have not seen one as of recently.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean it's not going on. I certainly would trust the information Mr. Duncan may have received. And I would be happy to work with him on that if he gets elected to Attorney General. But I would say sex trafficking is one that we see more often, whether it be children who go through our Child Advocacy Center or adults who we work with through our law enforcement agencies.
Okay, let me flip to a different topic, but that's similar. Right now you have in two different counties in the state of Nevada on the ballot questions regarding legal prostitution. And your predecessor as Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamek and Mayor Oscar Goodman of Las Vegas both said at times during their terms in office that if done properly, that they would support legal prostitution in Washoe and Clark counties versus the illegal prostitution. And certainly in Reno on 4th Street and in Las Vegas, it's completely rampant. I was curious to get your thoughts on legal prostitution versus illegal prostitution, and whether that would be a benefit in your mind to legalizing that in Washoe County.
I think I would stop short of saying it's a good idea to legalize it in our county.
Which means then the flip side of that, sadly, is that illegal prostitution is going to continue to be there.
For sure. But I, you know, recently I met with Melissa Holland from Awaken. And, you know, they're an incredible resource for victims of sex trafficking.
They've also come under a lot of attack for not being 100% solid on their grounds.
and that's not what I bring up to debate, but she did bring one model to my attention that is being done in Washington State. And it is a lack of law enforcement not prosecuting the prostitutes or the women that are being trafficked, but focusing more on the Johns or the people who are purchasing it, and raising the awareness of those kind of prosecutions. And there's been some real value to that because, you know, if you remember, the Reno Gazette used to put the names of all the men who were caught in those stings. They don't do that anymore, and I think that that had a deterrent effect. And so there are models out there that maybe as a law enforcement community we need to look at and consider. It's not full-blown legalization, but it might be a way to focus our prosecutions or our law enforcement efforts on different facets of the sex trafficking industry. But to your overall question, I would stop short of saying let's legalize it altogether.
But you know that there's never going to be a resolution to this. I mean, prostitution is not going to go away.
I wouldn't think it would. No, I mean, it's. I agree with it. I think that I don't agree with prostitution, but I agree with what you're saying. But
wouldn't you rather have it in a legal, safe place where the women are protected, rather than being at the mercy, as you say, of pimps and troublemakers of one kind or another?
I think that the. I think even if you did that, it still wouldn't stop that. Just like since we brought marijuana up, there is still illegal marijuana in our community. There is still black market marijuana in our community. There are all kinds of problems that still exist. And so just blanket legalization of something doesn't necessarily cause the problem or stop the problem.
But if you, okay, and I don't mean to keep going on, but you know, if you have rules and regulations and medical checkups, you're making the whole situation, if it's monitored properly by the sheriff's department, by the district attorney's office, that it's going to be a far safer condition both for the people who indulge in the business and the customers of that business.
No, I don't disagree with you. I mean, if there was a perfect model, then it would always be something worth considering.
We should take a trip to Amsterdam. We'll take a break. More with D.A. Chris Hicks when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks.
I want to get back to the visit by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. During that visit or beforehand, protesters not only protested on the sidewalk, but they also got on the street and shut down traffic. This is not the first time they've done that. This is a you know, a method of operation for the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada. Why not arrest these people who are protesting, causing traffic jams, and also being a danger to motorists?
Well, that was Reno Police Department's call. They made their decision on that.
But your
opinion on that. But what I would tell you is, look, I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment. Protest all you want. And, I mean, nowadays everybody's protesting. But when it rises to the level of civil disobedience, or it rises to the level of blocking streets, creating public safety issues, I do have a problem with that. I think that's taking it too far. And there's a time when you have to step in and say, back it up a little bit. And frankly, I wish our whole country right now, everybody needs to just back it up a little
bit. Would you, if it was your decision to make, would you have had the protesters at the Jeff Sessions meeting arrested for blocking traffic?
And that's a yes or no answer, please.
I can't answer a yes or no because I didn't see what it exactly looked like. I wasn't down there.
And we're out of time. We've got to leave it, but that just means come back soon.
I'll be happy.
Always appreciate you being here, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show wherever you like to get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.